Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You got Joey D coming in hot as well right there. And then you got Mikey V as well, just getting through the Nittany Lions today. But hey, he's here. He's rocking and rolling. Fellas, really, really good to see you all.
Great to see you, Bob. Great to see you, Joe. Hope everybody's weekend's going well.
It's a good weekend. Went to Jacksonville, which you want to see some characters. Jacksonville is like NASCAR in my eyes, and you could take that for what it is. I'll leave it at that. But when I think it's the closest thing to NASCAR, I think Jacksonville.
You put up that story of Huckabee's potential tattoo of Perez on his belly with the belly button. Yeah, that's it. Now, the fact that he would get that tattooed on his stomach is, and Huckabee, for those, Huckabee's a big dude. He's like 6'5".
Big boy. Really big.
That is one of the.
That's tough. You know, Perez, like, dude, when he takes so many ricochet shots, and to be honest with you, he wears it better than, like, Perez is able to, when he gets shat on, he makes it 20 times funnier in his response. When Huckabee came up with that thing, Perez's response is hysterical.
What did he say to him?
Perez just looked at it, and he just shakes his head, he's just like, stuff. He's like, that's really
you'll have lines like didn't need it or a boy or like different things like that. It's just right on. Bob, that headset, the headphones have got to be.
Wow. I got a new one coming in.
You spent a fortune on that room to get everything soundproof and everything, and then it looks like you got. Like, you know, Clark Griswold's fucking, you know, Christmas tree light strands attached to the side.
Tis the season, by the way. Which is why I use the analogy.
By the way,
I'm gonna say this. Halloween now, it's like, I think everyone realized once Halloween is over, it's like full blown, like no one even gives a shit about Thanksgiving. It goes right into Christmas mode, I feel like now more than ever. But I'm gonna say this though. In the case of this year, the election and all the shit that's been on TV, politics aside, we're not going to talk politics. If ever there was a year where I think we should embrace the holiday spirit coming very fast after Halloween to distract us from the nonsense of what's going to be the next 72 hours, now is the time. Now is the time to accept the holiday. Because I'd rather honestly be distracted by that than the commercials. I mean, it's everywhere, bro. You can't get away from it. It's just so fucking crazy. And I'm welcoming the holiday season with open arms this year. Very much so. I'm ready to go. I'll put the Christmas music on. I'm ready to take the tree out of the garage. I'm ready to go, Clark Griswold. Get on the ladder, hang the lights up. I'm ready to go, man. I really am.
Nicole set up the Christmas tree, the decorations. November 1st.
Yeah, I love the build up. I don't have any issue with that. I really do like the build up. To Christmas. I really do. I've always said that. I think if Thanksgiving got the same buildup that Christmas did, Thanksgiving would arguably be a better holiday because Thanksgiving on the day is great. Christmas Day is not great because after 10 a.m., it's like you get the Sunday scary. It's like the downfall of after Christmas is really, really tough. You know,
and I agree. That's why I always though loved Christmas the most, because in my family, it was always the day Christmas Eve was always bigger than Christmas Day. So it's like, you get the best of both worlds, because the Eve is like just a huge party. And then Christmas Day is kind of like a little more laid back, but you still get all the presents. So the Eve is
celebration
for the
food. Of the seven fishes.
Yeah.
That's where Mike comes in with those giant lobsters.
Yeah,
when
he does, my favorite day of the year, dude. My favorite day of the year by far.
Yeah, I want in on one of those that Christmas Eve. I mean, again, I think Christmas Eve by far is better than Christmas Day. Christmas Day is great, but once you get by the morning, it gets a little bit depressing.
You know, and now Christmas Day now is, for me anyway, and I'm sure, you know, the dads that are listening, moms that are like, it's exciting when the kids are very little because they're so excited. Like they're in, like, my kids were so excited for Halloween, but Christmas, bro, like Christmas is a different level of like, they are like possessed, joyful little like fucking maniacs on Christmas morning. They just go, and it's like, you just smile. You can't do anything but smile. Like, I just laugh and smile the whole day because they just get such a kick out of the idea of Santa and the presents and stuff. That's the most rewarding thing. But to your point, Bob, before I had the kids and stuff, Christmas Day was just kind of a drag after a while. It was just kind of, it's like you get the presents, it's over, it's done. And like the big night's gone already, the Eve, and it's kind of just get me through the rest of the day. It's like a bummer.
Really?
Yeah, I enjoy Christmas. No, man. I don't know. I like watching the movies and stuff on TV.
There's a lot of sports on.
Thanksgiving's the better viewing day for the TV. Thanksgiving's the best viewing day holiday for television.
Perfect time to get you the Lumberjack Kanga Cooler. One of the finest.
Great cooler.
That
you want a pouch?
Do you like that one, though?
It was the funniest part about that ad is Mikey did an ad for Kanga Coolers, and he pulls out the Lumberjack. He's in a suit.
You look like a game show host with the suit on.
The last thing that you're expecting him to promote that thing is a Lumberjack Kanga Cooler. So when you watch the promo, and
we were howling.
Mikey, we were on the way back when you busted that cooler out after.
You like that, dog? Dude, listen.
One of the most obscene.
By the way, Cuzzy 15 saved 15% on
Cuzzy.
Cuzzy 15.
Well, here's the thing.
This guy is something else, man.
Well, Joe, I mean, like, come on. You know, it's part of the business.
D-Man. D-Man knows about the business.
He does. Like, he rolls his eyes as if, like, he doesn't do, like, very similar shit. Because he absolutely does.
Well, yeah.
Part of the business.
Yeah, the honeymoon. He got the honeymoon sponsored by the Four Seasons.
Oh, now, was that insane? He was reading the Fantasy Football magazine.
We're no stranger to... Look, I fall.
That was a brilliant play on my part.
Well, you see, Joe, here's the problem. Everything you do, you believe to be so great and brilliant. And anything anyone else does, you find it.
I'm
like,
not shitting on what you did. I just think I was laughing because...
No, I meant for it to be funny, obviously, though. It was supposed to be overly formal and stupid. I mean, that was kind of the point of it.
The Cuzzy 15 is what sent me over.
Well, the Cuzzy 15 is what they told me the promo was, because the original promo code leaked on one of those coupon websites. You can't have that. That's a big problem. That's a big problem when that happens, obviously.
Like, I'd like to play the clip. Sure. You know what? It's good promo.
Kanga be very pleased with it.
Okay, now that Halloween has officially ended, it's holiday season. You know that's right. Christmas time right around the corner. Hanukkah right around the corner. Thanksgiving, we may skip right over it. We don't know. But what we do know is that we travel to and fro quite often. When you travel to and fro to these holiday parties, I am dressed to go to my first formal holiday party right now. It's November 1st. First of 1,000 parties I have to attend this year. You need to transport your drinks and keep them cold, or you need to bring a gift for the people you're traveling to. The Kanga Lumberjack Pouch. 6 bottles or 12 cans, doesn't need ice, put them in cold, stays cold for up to 7 hours. Pockets galore, shoulder strap for ease of transportation, or you know what, you hand it to them and you say, happy holidays, here you go. Either way, you're a winner with Kanga. Cuzzy 15 saves you 15%. This is currently on sale already. You stack my code, it'll save you even more. Kanga and Cuzzy 15.
By the way, if I could take the time before we head over to Joey D, I do just want to let you know, breezygolf.com, that fall drops out. I mean, this is one of, I think, me and Jed were just saying, I think it's arguably maybe the best hat
No, it's a great hat. How about this one, Bobby?
It's a great.
Where are you guys getting those hats?
He has that one. I don't have. He has more shit than I have. 100%. 100%.
I don't have the. You guys got the Q-zips. I'm waiting patiently on the Q-zips. Oh, just really? Got my hoodies though. Just got my hoodies. And by the way,
I think the Q-zips.
If you're gonna
are
shop
nicer.
BreezyGolf.com, you may want to think about using Bear Down 15. Because
there he is.
I'm just
there
saying, why would you pay full price for a great hat, Bob?
The only thing, Bob, that would sell the Kanga, the pouch, the lumberjack pouch better is if Mikey would run it back doing it in the frog costume. Because that, to me, what a hell,
bro. Those things, by the way, for the record, I think that's technically
the
a chameleon.
Frog costume.
It's a chameleon.
It's a chameleon?
Yeah.
Does it change colors?
Yeah, it's from that movie Tangled, which is really, I don't know why they call it Tangled. It's Rapunzel. It's the story of Rapunzel, the Disney cartoon. But Gabriella was Rapunzel. Dom was the male hero, Flynn Rider. And then they had no idea about that. Yeah, they had no idea. So Halloween day, I showed up in that. And again, one of those moments where it's like, if you're a dad and you've dressed up for your kids and it's a surprise, bro, their reaction was so worth every single part. And by the way, it was 80 degrees in New Jersey on Halloween.
Plus, you had to order a custom size gecko.
That was the XL. The XL fit me, dog. Yeah, I'm slimming down, dude.
Here's the thing, man. Here's what, Mikey, I don't think when you sent me your picture of you and the frog, I truly don't think I've laughed harder at a text message that I've received because
that's why I dropped it.
Bob when was you put howling.
It, oh, was I not dying, Joe? I mean, I thought it was because to put in the context, to think that Mikey V, the night before he had to dress up as a frog, was
a chameleon, Bob. A chameleon.
A frog. He was
a chameleon.
A
it's not a frog.
I don't say chameleon.
But it's not a frog.
A chameleon. To think that he went into the Bronx, okay? Probably got all types of banged up with the boys, as he should.
I was all right.
But had to be hurting to a degree.
Oh, emotional damage I'll never recover from.
Yeah, to go into the Bronx, to wear the L that we had to wear. And I say we because we're in it together, but I couldn't fathom being in the stadium for that.
Oh,
to
man.
Wear that L and then the next morning has to dress up as a chameleon or frog. It made me really realize because I was heartbroken. I really was, but I was heartbroken. It made me realize it's not going to be that bad. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as you know by now, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at SeatGeek. Whether it's the MLB season concerts, going to the Eagles concert this weekend, live events, whatever it may be, make sure you get your tickets the right way by downloading the SeatGeek app. Right now, new or returning customers use code BDSHOW10 for 10% off tickets on SeatGeek. That's BDSHOW10 for 10% off tickets on SeatGeek. New or returning customers, get your tickets today with the fine folks over at SeatGeek.
I'll say this about the World Series. Being there in that stadium, I had not felt the vibe of old Yankee Stadium probably since we went to the when we went to the playoff game that we won against the Guardians the 1 year for Audi, right? We did that, right? Wasn't that a playoff game?
No. It wasn't a playoff game. No.
Okay. Well, there was a game we went to, I don't know what, but against the Guardians, I guess 2 years ago that they won, and it kind of had a feel like that, but not like this. This felt like old Yankee Stadium, wherein the first four innings of the game, nobody sat down for the whole first four.
Very impressed with
that. They started so fast. Like Cole was going 1-2-3. Everybody was hitting home runs. Like it was just like the first four innings in there was like scary loud. And everybody was just jumping up and down. Nobody was sitting. And then, you know, fifth inning.
Mikey
happened,
sent a text and it all went falling down.
Mikey, I don't want to be hard on you,
I knew this was coming. I mean, Joe sharing text messages, private text messages
Mikey.
Are being shared.
Oh, come on, Mike.
You'll never see another text from me in that time, man. Never.
Oh, tell him what Michael. Happened, Joey D. Tell him what
I
happened.
Mean,
this was the fall of the game. I mean, but you can't send that message, Mikey.
I didn't say the game was over.
You did. You said the game was over without saying that the game was over.
Well, but I didn't say the game was over.
But you can't say it, Mikey. I saw
Guys. How about these guys though? They know I'm at the fucking World Series, right? It's like a lifelong dream bucket list thing for me, and I'm getting text messages. What's your lock of the week for the Sportsman? And while I'm at the fucking World Series,
one
of course
game, Michael.
I was caught up in the moment, and I said my game of the week is fucking Yankees money line on Friday. That's what I said.
In what inning?
It was probably like the third inning.
It was the fourth.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't the end of the fourth, but if you want to say it was the end of the fourth to build up the story and pretzel it, then God bless.
I mean, we could bring Tick in.
It was actually, I sent that text message next play, Judge dropped the line out. So that's when it happened.
It was the next inning.
It was the next play, I think.
But we finished the podcast. I went into the movie theater to watch the game and like just shit started to unfold.
You went where?
We had like a little theater in the Airbnb area.
Joe, come on, man. Come on, Joe. Are you that fucking tone deaf? You went into the movie theater to watch the game? What the fuck? What's wrong with you?
We had a theater area in the Airbnb.
All right, but come on, man. Come on, dog.
Come on with what?
You didn't need to say the movie theater, Dave.
I'm explaining what happened, Bob. By the way, I was not the one who said anything, Michael. Who sent the text? It was Ticket who said Mikey right. curse Mikey right. curse the team.
All right.
I mean, it had to be you or Ticket.
I knew it had to be you or Ticket.
He said private conversation.
It was a private conversation.
Oh, Michael.
Nothing
please.
Is sacred with this group. I know that.
If I sent the text, you would be on me like fucking rice.
When's the last time I publicly aired you out or broke your balls? I'd like to know. When was it?
Broke my balls on multiple occasions.
Recently.
Do I need to
give
go
me a
back
recent
to
example.
Instagram?
No, that's why I said recent. I said
oh,
recent
that
example.
Well, we got to take a look back into Dash DeMar. Dash DeMar.
That was decades ago, and that was AI.
Oh, don't give me the
you
AI.
You point the finger. You point the finger
at
AI.
What about the dozen renditions of the Joey Cole cuts?
I stopped
Mikey,
doing it.
The Mikey impersonation.
I stopped doing it because I said, you know what? I don't want to. It feels like I'm picking on him. I don't want to do that. I feel, you know.
And then he'd
Joe,
ask me to collab the
on.
Post, Bob.
I mean, yeah. I mean, God forbid. I know, you know, God forbid your algorithm takes a little blip in the radar. You know, God forbid.
By the way, I was always a good sport of it. I thought it was funny. I reshared
you were,
it.
You got to be able
to get your balls broken a little bit, Michael.
You're right. But did I or did I not stop doing it, though? Because I did feel bad. I genuinely felt bad.
I'm shocked it hasn't happened again sooner. Like it's actually a pretty funny bit.
It's great. I mean, we wouldn't have that wedding.
Bob loves it.
No, but Joe, you loved when he came onto the dance floor at the wedding. That was one of the greatest
things
of all time.
That was hysterical. I had that saved specifically because that was a special day, though.
And I actually threw that up on my story as soon as I thought it was hilarious.
Look at that, Bob. Look at, I mean, you know, helping the little engine that could out. Oh, you can't beat that, dog. You can't, I mean... How could you argue with it?
I wish I could help you with your top fives, but that's
I'm beyond helping the top five region, dude. Man, I'm down for the count. I may never recover.
Do you know I counted, Michael? Because I found the Brilliantly Dumb Tracker.
Yeah.
You have not won now in 12 weeks, which is
that's a drought, dog.
Three months.
Well, 12 weeks?
Yeah. Bob. It's been a while.
Is that really what it is?
I don't doubt it, Bob. At this
Holy
point,
shit.
I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm just throwing shit.
He's on life
wall,
support, and that
would stick.
I remember when we did the football top five. I remember thinking to myself, this guy's going to dominate every top five. When he did that football one, it was a fucking masterclass.
I mean, football, if it's football related, I mean, I think we agree that I know ball to a degree, but you know, like other things are tough, Bob. Like you guys are very much more in touch with the current things going on, I feel like, in the world, and I'm not as much on.
Mikey, I'm the same age as you.
Yeah, well, but Joe's
no, you are, but I just feel like you're more connected for some reason, Joe.
But Joe's not, and I actually like that Joe's not in the sense of no. I mean on like social stuff. I mean like TikTok and viral. Joe's
is
very
he not
much
on
out,
that?
No, not really.
Yeah, I don't. I never see.
I'm kind of behind the,
Bob's a TikTok fucking fiend, bro.
Right, and by the way, I'm not. I'm not proud of it. You know,
him
that's
and Jet
not a...
live on that phone, man. They thrive on the fucking content. Which is, hey, listen, it's part of the reason why we are where we are. But I just, some of the stuff and the trends and the this and the that. You know, it's just, it's too much. I just don't.
Would you say that you bring the boom?
Like, even that.
Is that a thing?
Know? Like, even
oh, you don't know the Costco guy? Gutsy likes to bring the boom, though, dude.
Yeah, like some of the things, it's like the flavor of the month, you know?
Yeah,
you have a taste of it, and then it's people just keep cramming it down your throat until it gets old and regurgitated, and it's just,
I agree, Joe.
You know,
by the way,
I love the Rizzler, but it's just like, how many times do I gotta watch the boom or doom? It's like, you know, I think they've dumbed down entertainment nowadays, Michael. I really think like the common man, like they don't comprehend entertainment and comedy the way that they used to. It used to be like something that you could wrap your head around. You had to
think about stuff. Let me ask you a question.
Just like 5-year-old immature.
Can I
shit.
Ask you a question? Would you categorize yourself as the common man, or would you put yourself in a different category? Just out of curiosity, like entertainment wise,
solely
like
out of curiosity.
What you're looking for? Would you say you're the common man, or would you say
I wouldn't compare myself to anybody? Really, I'm a one of one. it's not necessarily a good thing, Bob. Right. It's not. It's really there's some things that I you know, I watch back and I'm like, man, I have some real issues. But yeah, no, I wouldn't compare myself to the common man. I think I'm you know, a one off. But I, you know what I'm saying, Mikey? I think some of the stuff now, it's like they're tailoring comedy to like 5-year-olds, and we're all just giant 5-year-olds. Like, you know, it's just not, it's just
the attention span of your modern audience is like, I mean, if you put a video out that's longer than 20 seconds, they tell you it's crazy.
You're looking at the poster boy, an attention span that doesn't exceed five minutes. You're looking at him. It's a goldfish. Take it easy over there. He's a very successful goldfish.
He's a great goldfish. One of the greatest to ever do it.
One of the greatest goldfish of our generation. He makes Nemo look like a fucking guppy.
This guy, he's a great goldfish.
Isn't that the definition of a goldfish? Is a guppy?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You're the animal guy,
ladies and gentlemen. As you know, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at NASCAR, and the Phoenix Championship is here. The NAS Cup Series Championship is on Sunday, November 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. It's the best racing in the world right now in the desert mountains, and the final four drivers will do whatever it takes to immortalize themselves as a NASCAR Cup Series champion. It's the last chance for drivers to cement their names in the record books. You won't want to miss this exciting end to the 2024 season. Tune in to NBC on Sunday, November 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you over there.
What did you call me the other day, Mikey? You called me a zookeeper.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's throwing up stories, man. Just, he's like, I'm so fascinated. It was something to do with ticket.
Oh, guppy's a different fish. It's a much inferior, much inferior.
Well, that's what I said. He made Nemo look like a guppy.
Oh, yeah,
Inferior fish. But anyway, Bob's putting up stories about like tickets, eating habits and shit. And I'm just like, I DM'd him. I'm like, bro, you're a fucking zookeeper. I go, you just, it's like everyone's just a member of your circus and you're just there. It's like,
that Bob is like a game show host, you know, and he's just, he's just handling the chaos that is the absolute circus that we are. Mm-hmm. And he knows how to pick and choose. And Bob,
very good.
In Bob's perfect world, like, we do this episode and we're just at each other's throats.
That's correct.
We're trying to kill each other. And that's Bob correct. Just sits back. He's got his little like whip and he just kind of whips into to keep us in line.
The lion
and there's just
tamer.
Chaos. Yeah, man. It sure is. And we're just completely out of fucking sync. Fine. Going off like crazy fine. Wild animals.
But it's not fine, Mikey, because it makes me out to be like I'm some sort of dictator that doesn't care about you guys.
Not a dictator.
And the truth
I care
about you guys deeply.
Yes, you do.
That before the show and all that, friendship comes
Bob
first.
Is like a better, you know what Bob is like? Oh, he's Jesus so content Christ. First. He is like a good version of Vince McMahon if he had no issues. Like, yeah. He's content first at all times.
Right.
It's not a bad thing, Bob. Like, Vince McMahon was a genius. He was a bad person. And that's why I'm saying you're like the inverse of the Vince McMahon. Content first at all costs, at all times. Just a good person as the inverse of McMahon.
Sounded bad at first, but I sat on it a little bit.
He's more like Shane. He's more like Shane.
By the way, you met him. Friend of the program. Friend of the program.
He did know.
Really?
Yeah, I had mentioned I was like Bob does sports, and he said he knew Bob does sports. He did. He definitely knew.
Why you didn't tell me that? Really?
Wow.
I mean, I didn't go.
Imagine we ended up in a WWE ring, Bob.
Oh, my back would not be good for my back, dude. I'd be gone. Me and Mikey would be carried out of there.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Michael, you would get into the ring. Michael,
no,
that would be.
Bro, I'd be crippled. I would announce. I'd do like table. I'd be like Jerry the King Lawler. No.
Mikey, if they called you up tomorrow, Michael, and we're like, we have an episode. We want you to get into the ring. Mikey, you would have
knee
pads on.
Let me tell you,
walking into the ring with the music in the back.
When he'd come out to Layla, when he hears the sound of that crowd. When he hears the sound of that crowd, you think of the only subs out there.
Good
in the
pop.
Crowd,
we have a good pop.
Ringing from the fucking jumbotron, this guy.
I think I get a good pop. I get a good pop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I think he would be
in there lock, stock, and barrel. What are we
but
talking
I mean,
about?
The crazy thing about Shane McMahon was this, and I'll tell you this, was that this guy, so we're just sitting at the Hard Rock Cafe, the bar in Yankee Stadium before the game. We're sitting there, we're hanging out. And Dickie Gass taps me on the shoulder. He goes, Shane McMahon. I go, what? I look over. He's there with one other guy, no security, in just an open area, which, you figure a billionaire is probably going to go to a box and do it that way. We went over. We started talking. We talked maybe for like almost 10 minutes, just bullshitting. He was great, down-to-earth fucking bullshitting. He asked me, he's like, how tall are you? He's like, you got to be like 6'7". I was like, yeah, I'll let that slide.
Some
he may be evaluating
there,
me for talent. He could be evaluating
wow,
me.
Wow, Michael.
It's fine. then whatever, we go our separate ways. During the second or third inning, I go up to grab a beer on the concourse. And who do I see at the front of the line? Is Shane McMahon by himself buying cheeseburgers from like a regular fucking stand on the concourse. He sees me, he turns around, he waves me over. I go over to him. We start talking again. And I'm like, bro, how are you not like in a, you're not like in a box where people are bringing. He's like, no, man. He goes, if I'd be in the bleachers right now. I'm a bleacher creature. That's what he said.
I love that.
Just as cool down to earth as anybody I've ever met. Really nice guy.
Wow.
Really nice guy.
I wouldn't be able to have the appreciation that I do had I not seen that documentary. Cause like when you see the thing of him, like trying to earn the respect of his
that
dad.
That was crazy. Yeah. The hug at the end there.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, that was a real tealjerker.
You saw the fucked up dynamic for those people who haven't seen it. The Vince McMahon documentary on Netflix they're talking about. You saw the dynamic between Vince and Vince Sr. How fucked up that was.
Yeah,
like he basically was like, my dad never really acknowledged me ever. Like for anything, crazy. Which is like something that like that really hits, man. Like I always try and like, you know, you always got to like tell your kids you love them and like you're doing a great job. Like I'm not about blowing smoke up my kid's ass, but at the same time, like you don't want your kid growing up like that and saying my dad never fucking acknowledged me and never.
Dad,
like, that's tough. That's tough.
Yeah, don't sad. That whole documentary, just what a tearjerker at the end, because you feel for him. He seems like a really nice guy, different than his dad. His dad seems like Joe said, Vince McMahon's a bad guy. I mean, he would probably tell you that. But then the son, what a nice guy.
He's also a genius. I mean, if you want to be honest, I mean, the guy, when you watch that documentary, you watch what he turned the WWF, with before the WWF existed, into like the billion-dollar industry that it is, it doesn't happen without him. I mean, the guy's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, and then seeing the adversity that he went to when that the other channel, what was it, Joe? The
WCW.
Yeah, I mean the adversity with it. What an unbelievable documentary! It's so good.
I was gonna say that what the Yankees really need is if Shane is this diehard of a Yankee fan, which by the way he seems to be as diehard of a Yankee fan as there is. This guy was fucking the real deal, man. Well, you know what? Put in a bid. Tell Hal you're interested. He's a billionaire. I mean, listen, the Yankees The Yankees are going to – I'm definitely afraid, Bob, that Soto's gone. Cole just opted out of the contract today. Now, they'll probably get him for another year, but he opted out. They're not bringing back Rizzo, which is the right move. But the Yankees, man, like
–
the
Soto?
Yankees got out-Yankeed by the Dodgers because the Dodgers didn't give a fuck. They paid everybody. They paid Yamamoto. They paid Otani. They paid Betts. They paid Freeman. They didn't give a shit. They out-Yankeed the Yankees.
Yeah.
Can't happen.
They were there. It's just a tremendous team.
They are.
Well, they were.
It was so good. But
that being said, I feel like we were there, Bob. We were right there.
I know.
You win game one, you win game one. It's a whole different series.
If you win game one, you don't
one out away.
You don't go to Nestor Cortez. You win game one. Game five, Judge catches a line out, or we don't make that error third, or Garrett Cole covers first base.
Could have been
one of those three things don't happen. You win game five. You win game five, no question. And then last night you're playing in LA with a 3-2 lead, but that's not the case. It's not the case. That's not baseball. And the fact that the Dodgers really have, you heard the post-series stuff coming from the players. They were happy they got the Yankees, and we knew they were going to eventually play Yankee baseball. Like, these are condemning, damning things that they're saying. And if I'm the Yankees, man, if I'm Hal Steinbrenner, I'm hearing that. If George Steinbrenner heard that, he would be signing everyone under the sun to never let that happen.
I know.
That's just what he would do.
I miss him so much. I mean, Joe saw me the day that they lost. It sounds crazy, but I kept saying it to you, Mike, and I meant it. It wasn't good for my health. I was an emotional wreck, and the heart rate with every pitch. I've just never been so connected to a team and wanted it. So it was like my peak fan. Because, too, you know, I said on the Bob the Sports Pod, I'm friends now with a lot of these guys. We are, you know, Volpe coming to our Breezy Lounge opening. Talk to Weaver after every game. Talking to Rizzo right now. We're DMing. Just there was this connection with. I just wanted it so big. It broke my heart. It was gut-wrenching. So, you know, and even with me and you, Mikey, like the bond we have over the Yankees, and like Mikey's at the stadium texting me every pitch what's going on. It just
that is insane that he was doing that.
I couldn't watch.
I think you guys were texting pitch.
He wanted the defensive pitching updates, which I don't blame him because you're on that delay, man. That's tough. When you're on the delay, it's tough.
Look,
the Yankees again. I felt like, you know what? Because this season, I mean, baseball is just such a long season in general. And when you make it through a series and then you make it through another series, and the fact that we had traveled together to Vegas and we were watching playoff games in Vegas, like it just seemed like it was such a long, long postseason. And you go through so much as a fan watching all these ups and downs, and like you're squeezing out and trying to like sweat out every single pitch, every single at bat is a sweat, and you make it through and you get so close. But there's only one fan base happy at the end of the year in every major sport. So that's just the way it goes. But it was a hell of a ride. I'm not as like down on them as I thought I may be, or like angry. I'm really not. I'm glad that they made it there, but it's just frustrating because I do think things may have went different if one of two little minor things had happened differently.
Yeah. Sad. It really is. I mean, look, it was, again, I talked about last week how good it was for baseball. Again, nobody feels bad for Yankee fans. I get that. It's like Cowboy fans. Like, not that the Cowboys have had much success as the Yankees have.
No, that's true, though.
They're just like the hated team. I know when I put stuff on my stories and stuff, I'm going to get roasted. Like, when the Yankees lost, just got fucking roasted.
Too. Killed. Killed, bro. Twitter was insane, man. Like, people, and like, for days afterward. Like, I didn't chirp back at anybody, and it went on for days, like 2-3 days after game five. I'm like, oh my God, man. All right, great. Let it go.
Yeah, brutal, man. Just brutal.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery.
On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moving on here, we're going to head on over to our buy and sell. But before so, Joey D would like to take a moment to let you know who else the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by.
Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I actually have had a lot of people message me about BetterHelp that have used it that actually said how easy it was to get an appointment. I've seen a lot of ads that we have. Not many people have. I'm telling you, we got a lot of people who could use BetterHelp, ourselves included.
You could have used it post-Yankees game.
100%. It's this guy just cracks. He cracks himself.
It's just unbelievable,
man. It really is. But Joey D said it. Head on over to BetterHelp.com. And without further ado, fellas, I think it's a good time to head on. Real quick, Joe, you know what I did? We busted your balls about it, but they were doing it at the gym today, free of charge, and they said that it does it really quick. I did that cupping today.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
They had it's it really looks good. Awful. It looks
yeah, but doesn't like, it feel good?
I was blown away.
It feels really good, man. It really does.
I think I had it done once, like after I was hurt my back last year. I didn't really. I mean, I guess it was okay. I didn't think it was like all that. I thought
what
it does.
Right. It helps with the blood flow through your back, and it's. If you've never done it before, like Bob's right. After you do, you look kind of like an alien because you got all these cup marks on you. But I mean, well, you're not going out in public with no shirt on or anything like that. So,
I can assure you, you're not going to find me out with the shirt off anytime soon.
See, like, Bob, I would prefer, like, I'd much rather jump. Like, the cold plunge, to me, is the greatest thing that I've ever invested in. That to me, is the greatest. Like, that does more for me after the gym than anything I've ever done. Stretching, physical therapy, like, that just alleviates all the pressure in my lower body and back. All the inflammation's totally gone after I go into that tub.
You know what I like with the cold plunge too? It sounds kind of corny, but it really is true. You don't want to do like it sucks doing it. It almost feels good starting your day with something that just sucks that you don't
always
want to
do.
It's like working you know what out. I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Embrace the suck is a real thing.
Embracing
the suck is a real thing, man. It just is.
When you start your day, when you go for a workout and then I'll do the sauna, but then when you hit that cold, because I hate going in the cold plunge, but I do it mentally. It's like, okay, I got through with something that absolutely sucked.
Yep. That's right.
You know? That's right. So yeah, I did the cupping today, but I did it on the parts of where I had the back issues and it really loosened it up.
Yeah, it will. It'll feel even better the second day. Like after you do it, like the second day feels better.
Really?
Yeah.
What, just like looser?
Yeah, you just feel like it's almost like someone went in there and just fucking like unhinged a bunch of shit. Like the second day when you wake up, your back's going to feel really good.
But that's actually really good because Lord knows I need it. I tell you, man, holy shit, to have back issues at this age.
It's all about posture, man. And I don't necessarily have the best posture, but the hunching is what really that does really bad stuff to your back.
I always feel like that hunch is in the genes too.
You ain't getting away from that hunch. I'm not getting away from that.
It's almost kind of like the peacock hunch. You know what I mean? Or the pigeon hunch.
He's not getting away from that. That's just what it is. What it is.
Yeah. Like Joey said to me the other day, he's like, Katika was talking about how his hair, he was losing his hair. And Joe's like, you know, you got to stop wearing a hat. My theory is whether you're wearing the hat or not.
Joe wears a hat all the time. Does he look like he's about to lose his hair?
No.
I don't wear a hat all the time.
Guy's going to go 6 feet under with a fucking head of hair like Elvis.
Let me see that hair, Joe.
Bob, can we
give us a quick look at that hair.
Give them what they want, Joe.
Now watch, he wasn't even prepped for this.
No, he wasn't, but look at this. Oh, my
God. Wow, man. That's
see how it just falls to the side as soon as he takes the hat off.
Crazy, bro. That's where Dom's headed. Dom's headed to that set.
Oh, Dom's got a good set of hair, man.
I gotta cut my hair right now. It's long.
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. all right. Buy or sell. I'll kick things off. Look, I think Joe knows where my buy's going. Honest to God, the first time I've ever had it, we were at the airport. Now, Wendy is our girl. That is our number one forever and always. Nobody's stepping on that territory. Joey D convinced me into getting a what? Why? A lot of times if Joe orders, you just follow what he orders and you're in good hands because he knows what to get. He went with the Whopper at Burger King. I haven't been to Burger King.
Mikey's going to like this.
Bro, the Whopper, you taste that char.
It's a flame broiled beef patty, Bob.
Wow, because I always get like their rodeo burger. Now, Wendy's is one. There's no question about that. But holy shit, am I in on the Whopper.
Whopper's not a bad little sandwich.
No, Do you have history with it?
No, Mikey, but it's not a bad little sandwich.
Burger King for I a just, long time.
Yeah, Burger King. Listen, we hit the lottery with Wendy. I mean, we hit the lottery. Girl, we love Wendy. Wendy is the best pound for pound food made quickly that you could possibly have. I won't even call it fast food. It's an insult to her, quite frankly. food quickly. And she is the best. There's no question. But there's a couple places that just have a couple little items that are slept on a little bit. And that, I do believe, is one of them.
And by the way, too, what I've noticed, I like their fry.
Yeah, their fries are pretty solid.
You don't love the fry, Michael?
It's not McDonald's fries.
I've been talking about BK for a while, dog.
Yeah.
The crown.
Yeah.
Yeah, when that chicken, when the chicken sandwich fiasco was going on, that was a great moment during on the Berlin.
That chicken hit, bro. It really did. You guys
would go back and forth on that. It was
great sandwich.
A lot of sauce on the chicken. That's the only thing.
All right.
It's a beautiful time.
I mean, it was a big piece of chicken.
Big piece of chicken.
Yeah, I will say that was very rewarding.
You weren't walking away from that sandwich and saying, I'm still starving.
No, definitely not. No.
You know what I'm kind of coming around on too? We had it yesterday, and I used to always just dog it and dog it and dog it. Subway's not as bad as I made it out to be. It's not good. It's definitely not good, but it's not as – but there's some things you can get that aren't bad.
Does the yoga mat thing, like, fuck with your mind, though, when you eat Subway?
What do you mean, yoga mat thing?
That, like, they were using, like, yoga mat as, like, part, like, recycled yoga mat for their bread or their meat.
I don't believe that. I find that.
Hey, listen,
that's an old wives' tale.
I think their meat. Their meat is. By the way, we almost had a deal.
That's like telling somebody that you lose your hair by wearing a hat.
Yeah. Sit too close to the TV, you're going to go blind.
We almost had a deal with Bob DeSports on Subway. It's a little
Bob
insider info. I told the sales team, I said, look,
that shit.
Guys, as much as I would like to do the deal, I can't. I said, I've dogged them for years. I've been dogging them.
And you're a huge Jersey Mike advocate, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. My thing with them right now is this: with the sandwich, it's never enough, and then the big one's too big. That's my problem with that.
Yeah, they don't have any middle ground there. I agree with that. There's no happy median there at all. It's either you're starving or you feel like a fat fuck. Like, you got to meet me in the middle somewhere.
Yeah,
you just have to.
We were at Subway yesterday, and I had realized about 3/4 of the way as my sandwich was down the line that I had messed up, and I went back and ordered another sub. So I
he didn't even go to the till. He just like pirouetted around me and went back to the first part of the line where you order.
Right.
And I like looked at him. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, I messed up my order. I'm like, you haven't even finished picking your veggies out yet, Bob. This guy is a fascinating creature.
No, he is. He absolutely absolutely.
Oh, he might be a ringleader. Let me tell you, he might be a ringleader, but he's a creature of wild proportions himself.
He is. I agree with that 100%.
Oh, sure. Oh, Mikey, I've never seen a guy dress a meatball sub like this with some of the toppings he put on there. Joe got the meatball sub, which is actually not bad from there.
Meatball sub's fine, but what did you put on?
Listen to here, but do every ingredient that you had on there.
I mean, Bob gave me, I was on a gummy, so it was a flying high. I mean, but for starters, like,
Okay, but yeah. I'm not making, but just say what the.
Yeah, I mean, if, I he's, if he's cloud surfing, he might have put fucking chicken nuggets on.
That's
some,
what
you
I'm
don't
saying.
Know. You don't know.
I did
fries.
Did
you don't know what the fuck went on there.
I did lettuce, tomato,
lettuce.
He went
nuts.
Lettuce, tomato, banana peppers, black olives. I did little parmesan. I did.
Oh, dude, what me. That looks like an Italian, not a fucking meatball.
And I did a little bit of sriracha, mayo,
sriracha. Oh, man. Yeah, he was. I mean, if that pick doesn't scream in the clouds, eating that's.
By the way, the guy went sauce happy, which I am.
He did go heavy sauce.
Is that red? Is that raw red onion on a meatball? On a meatball?
You would never know. That there's
Mikey, this is why I prefaced it by saying I was in the clouds.
Had to be.
I think that you know, spares me a little bit. Bob's looking at me. He's like, that's the fattest sandwich I've ever seen. Meanwhile, he's getting back in line to get another 6-inch on top of the football.
Of course, he's covert. He's sneaky. He's sneaky.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the camera wouldn't know that. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Yeah. All right. Let's head on over to Joey D since he's got the hot hand on the buyer sell.
I'm a buy this week, and I put on my Twitter, and I, you know, I haven't used Twitter much, but this tweet went fucking crazy, for me, anyways. I don't have a ton of tweeters or Twitter followers, but it went pretty crazy, and I stand by it. We went yesterday in Jacksonville to a place that, by the way, I didn't know Perez used to work there, which makes it even crazier. We went to a place called Moe's. I don't know if you've had it, Mikey.
No,
I gotta
I've seen
tell
it.
You,
I've seen it.
I think it's better than Chipotle. I did this thing that they made me. It's like a Crunchwrap Supreme, but they did it there, and they did it. It was like having a healthier, better version of the Crunchwrap. Bro, it was delicious. I got to tell you, and a lot of people seem to agree with me. I've never had it before. I think Moe's is better than Chipotle. From the one experience that I had.
What about
queso was
Qdoba?
Better.
That's what I was
No, I heard that that's really good, too. Yeah. I haven't tried it.
You think Qdoba is better than Chipotle, Bob?
No way. Okay. I think, asking. Yeah, I think Qdoba's actually worse than Moe's and Chipotle. I think Qdoba's the worst out of all of them.
You think Moe's is better than Chipotle, Bob?
The queso at this place was awesome. Like, they gave you free chips with your item.
Yeah,
where in Chipotle, you got to buy chips. Like, what are we doing here?
Tell you what, I may order Mexican tonight.
Oh, really, Mexican!
I may get a nice big old burrito now because
I did a steak. Grilled steak in this Crunchwrap Supreme, added guacamole, queso. It was tremendous. Yeah. I'm all in on this Moe's. And by the way, the fact that FP used to work there, welcome to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's.
That just puts it over the edge, man. That's just the cherry on top.
Remember the old sporting goods store, Bob? Moe's?
Gotta go to Moe's. Modell's.
Go to Moe's.
Yeah, gotta go to Moe's.
Modell's.
They used to have the old Yankee Stadium had the Modell's in right center field. They had a sign.
That was something.
Sports Authority?
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't remember Sports? Whenever you needed something as a kid, like you needed a glove, you needed new cleats. I mean, that's where your dad took you. I mean, at least that's where my dad always took me. There was no fucking Amazon back then. There was no online.
The world was
shopping,
a better place
really.
Without the Amazon going off.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Amazon does a great job. They do a great job.
I hate getting cardboard. There's nothing worse than breaking down cardboard. I guess there is.
I got great recycling in my town. They'll just take a box. Doesn't have to be broken down. Recycling day. They do a great job. Hats off to the Nutley.
To the Nutley.
DPW. Sure. They do great. Great work over there. Public Works. Really good job.
By the way, that's a tough line. There's nothing worse than breaking down cardboard, because there are things worse than breaking down cardboard.
A lot worse.
Sure are, Bob.
Yeah,
a lot
so
worse.
I'll take some heat for that, understandably. But let's head on over to Mikey B now for the buy or sell.
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy also this week, and people aren't going to like this, and people are going to say that I'm crazy, but you know, I'm buying the Jets. I'm buying the New York Jets.
Wow.
I'm not ready to proclaim that team dead. And I think Thursday night the first half was bad. They were on the verge of the season being over in the first half of that game. But they beat a 6-2 football team. Now, granted, Houston's O-line is a disaster. But with Aaron, I think Aaron's looked good the past 2 weeks. I thought he looked good in the loss to the Patriots. I think if the Jets could figure out a way to just win a couple in a row, I'm telling you right now.
They have a pretty soft schedule.
They do. I'm telling you right now, man. I'm buying the Jets. I think now's the time. And I'm going to keep saying it every year because I've been on the train and I don't want to get off until it completely derails and explodes in my face. So I will say
it
Jets.
It was nice to see them secure a W against a good team. The Davante Adams touchdown at the end, that's the iced, it was sick. If he gets back
that
in
Garrett
in rhythm,
Wilson catch was insane.
Oh my
that
God.
That might be better than the Odell Beckham catch.
It's up there. It's definitely up there. There's no doubt about it. They do have an easy schedule coming. If they would have lost that game, the amount of fuck ups that I can't understand.
Right. No, you're right.
It happens all the time. The receivers or any player going through the end zone that releases the ball.
Oh, my God. That almost fucked me last week with Kyle Pitts in the Atlanta
game. How do these players not hold on to the football?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why do they do after all the times? You'd think the coach would be like, do not let go of the ball until you're in the end
zone. You would think that they'd – like, it's a touchdown. Like, and that's your first touchdown, I think, for that kid. Like, wouldn't you want to hold that ball for dear life? Don't you want to take that ball? Like, don't you want the ball? Like, want to keep it? Like, that's what makes it even crazier in that situation. You know, people are going to say that the Texans, you know, they didn't have Diggs and they didn't have Nico Collins, and that's all true. But my fear with the Texans is with this offensive line that they have, it's really not going to matter. But the Jets, on the other hand, listen, Hassan Reddick's back now.
Yeah, he looked good.
The D-line got after it a little bit. I'm just saying, man, I've seen this guy, Aaron Rodgers, I'm talking about. I've seen this guy do this shit where he just goes on a run. And yeah, they're very hard to beat because he's almost automatic points every time that he has the ball. So, you know,
I just love it. Joe mentioned the other day, I think it's 100% true. The thing with Rodgers, though, he used to be mobile. And like even in the pocket, he would be mobile and avoid sacks. He doesn't seem nearly as mobile now. So they just seem kind of stagnant. They do have that easy schedule coming up. I think it's just I'm not getting too excited with that, especially when they play games on the road. They just it takes them so long to get going. But I hope you're right, Mikey V. Let's head it over to Joey D. Joey D's got something for us.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Nice, nice. Very nice, Joey D. You heard the man. And without further ado, Mikey B is going to get back on the board this week. He can end the drought right here.
3-month drought, man.
I'm not just a bust balls. I did not know it had been a 12-week drought.
I didn't know that either, but thanks, Joe.
Here to help.
I didn't know either, but thank you very much for that, Joe.
Well, the Brilliant Dumb Show Tracker continues to keep us informed. So.
Yeah, terrific. He is absolutely terrific. All right, so this week's top five, this is actually from the fans that have sent a ton of top fives. So we're covered with new, fresh top fives for quite some time, which is pretty awesome. This is a fun one. This is going to be top five duos, 1-2 combos, 1-2 punches. This could be across the board. So this could be sports. This could be movies. This could be cartoons. Literally anything for top five duos. I won the last week. Joey D came in second. Mikey third, so I'm going to take with that the first overall pick.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I'll go third.
So Joey D will take the three spot. Any duo across the board, give me Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Take Batman and Robin.
Let's start, Michael.
Good one there, Mikey. I'll go Mario and Luigi.
Good one.
And then I'll bring it back on over with salt and pepper.
What? Like the food? Back. The food, salt and pepper?
Sure is, Michael.
I thought we were doing people, Bob. I mean, I thought
he said anything goes, any duo.
Oh, Joe, there's no way we can do salt and pepper.
I mean, I would have took peanut butter and jelly as my number one overall, Joe. It's crazy.
I mean, I literally, if you read the text, no,
let's go to the committee.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm just saying, okay. Like, it's not. Okay, in the text. I will read the text here. Listen, I said, where is it here? I said,
I remember the text.
For duos, it can be anything. Yeah. Bob responds, sure can, D. I said, all right, ready to roll.
Let's go to the committee. I give a.
I'll redo it. That's fine.
You gotta let the committee go. Let the committee speak. You gotta let the committee speak. That's a hard no. That's a hard
Joe, for you, it's a yes, right? So that's a yes from you. From Bob, it's a no. For me, it's also going to be a no.
Okay, all right. So salt and pepper is off the board for Joey.
Salt and pepper would have gone real far.
Oh, here we go.
All right, I'll take Adam and Eve.
Back to the Bible, Joe goes for another one. Good for him.
It's a great duo. You've ever heard of Adam without Eve.
No, or never Eve without have. Adam. Never have. Maybe never will, Joe. Maybe never will. I'm going to take Han Solo and Chewbacca. Yeah,
this guy went from salt and pepper to Adam and Eve. That's unreal, dude. All right. I will go. Give me Woody and Buzz.
Good one.
And then give me Kobe and Shaq.
I will take, give me Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Go ahead, D.
So it has to be people.
Characters, people.
But why? Do you want to take this to the committee?
No, I'm not going to say this. It'll get voided.
Right, no.
Would love to hear what it was.
Okay, because I'll
tell you what it was. I'm not going to post it. It was Thunder and Lightning.
Why?
It's a great duo, Bob.
I have no issue with the Shaggy and Scooby. I think it's fine.
I mean, why don't you just take hydrogen and oxygen and just say, you know, water. I'm taking water, but you can have water without it, Bob. Hydrogen
now,
and
we
oxygen.
Should look into doing like a food duo. I'm open to that.
We did food pairings once. Yeah. But food duos, food or beverage duos would be interesting.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I will go with, did somebody say Buzz and Woody?
Yeah, Bob did.
All right, I will go with Bert and Ernie.
Good one.
Nice.
And then I'll go with Romeo and Juliet.
Please.
Very good.
Back to Mikey P. We go.
That was good, the Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. I don't mind that at all. I think that's pretty good.
I mean, they're a duo, Bob.
They are a duo. Confirmed duo.
One of the most famous
there, Mikey. Mikey, do you want to get off the schneid? Does it bother you?
No, not really.
Oh, it bothers.
I think it bothers you, Mike. You're a competitive guy. You're a gamer.
Would Ohio State settle for a 3-month drought? Or would Ryan Day be kicked to the curb?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I guess you're right, Joe. I guess you're right.
It's good enough.
I don't know.
Good analogy.
I guess he's right. I'm going to take...
so stupid.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
I hate to go back to the Star Wars well, but I'm gonna go back to the Star Wars well again. Give me R2-D2 and C-3PO.
That's a pretty good one.
Okay. Give
Two,
me
Bob back to back. You got.
Yeah.
To close.
Yeah. Big picks.
Huge picks.
Really?
No pressure. That's a nice ficus, by the way, Joe, in the background.
Oh, really thank
nice.
You.
Really
what's
nice.
What's a ficus?
It's a plant, Bob. It's a plant.
Okay.
Right. Somebody, I've learned that somebody that having needs to plants, domesticate Bob. Having man. Plants in the house is a great, it's a great addition.
It is. It's good. It's necessary.
Yeah. It's classy. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it really
you know
is.
What goes together real well? Famous duo. You get flowers in a vase. Maybe that's gonna be Joe. That's gonna be Joe's fifth pick is flowers in a vase.
By the way, Thunder and Lightning is one of the greatest duos of all time.
Thunder and Lightning was worse than Salt and Pepper, dude. Because Salt and Pepper, at least we could like hold it and touch it. It's tangible. Thunder and Lightning is just a fucking weather. It's like saying, you know, sunshine and rainbows.
But you can't get one without the other, Mikey.
Like love and marriage.
Yeah.
Have we done
love and marriage? Love
have
and
we done marriage. Mario and Luigi?
I did.
Yeah, sure did.
You did okay.
Joe had them at his one pick.
So, go together like a horse and carriage.
So give me SpongeBob and Patrick, and okay. Then on five. Give me, I didn't think this would be taken, so I thought I could leave it to the end. It is one of the greatest duos, as far as I'm concerned. Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson and Wedding Crashers specifically. Give me that for my five.
All right. I don't know about that, but all right. The SpongeBob and Patrick is going to hit hard because I mean, these kids grew up on SpongeBob, so it's going to be, that'll be a good,
well, we do have an older demographic as well.
I have to go with maybe the greatest duo that the NFL has ever seen, Belichick and Brady. I mean, that is the damn rock star duo of it's NFL history. Probably give me Belichick really and Brady.
Nice, Michael.
Yeah, we'll see. Joseph, final pick. Close us out strong, Joe. We don't know what's coming right now. Could be spaghetti and meatballs. Could be, you know.
Clouds and sky.
Sure.
I got a couple here that I got to pick from, and I don't know what's going to hit better. I'm just going to pick what I like more.
Yeah.
I'll go Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry's a great cartoon.
Tom and Jerry.
Again, a lot of these young kids, they're not going to know. Like,
no, they won't know, but I know and I appreciate it.
It's a shame, you know. It's
I know
shame.
And I appreciate that pick, Joe. I love Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Dave, these are fans of the program, too. I mean,
yeah, but the unculturedness, it really hits me to my core sometimes, you know.
But there's a lot of smart, brilliantly dumb show fans.
Oh, most of them are brilliant.
I agree.
Some of them are dumb.
Oh, that's tough.
See what I did there?
Yeah, a little play on words.
All right, Mikey, if you can, go ahead and read the list. Let's see.
Bob has Jordan and Pippin, Woody and Buzz, Kobe and Shaq, SpongeBob and Patrick, and Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. I have Batman and Robin, Han Solo and Chewbacca, Scooby-Doo and Shaggy, R2-D2 and C-3PO, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Joe's got Mario and Luigi, Adam and Eve, Bert and Ernie, Romeo and Juliet, and Tom and Jerry. Yeah, I think Joe's list is the funniest list because I really do.
Is there any
Adam and Eve?
Any duos we missed? Like Shaq and Penny was one that I thought about, but did we miss any
Beavis
duos?
And Butthead?
Yeah.
Walter White and
Jesse.
Oh, Jesse Pinkman. That would have been a man, that would have been a heater.
Yeah. Tony and Carmella. I mean, there's
yeah,
of, you know, Rust,
I,
Ru,
I have Bonnie
Rust,
and Clyde.
Rust and Marty from season one, True Detective.
I'll tell you, man, that Breaking Bad one would have played really, really well.
Yeah, that's a mistake by me. I thought I had that.
I think we all
I wish I could sub that in for R2-D2 C-3PO.
I asked Jet came by. I asked him, I said, what do you think your top five would be? And he said, you got to put Mike and Ike in there. I said, what do you know about Mike or Ike?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know anything about him. I mean, it's a candy. You know, what do you... Yeah,
they like do go together well.
They do, but he don't know nothing about Mike, right? It's like taking now and later. You know, it's just that's crazy. All right, nice episode there of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We are on the move, keeping the show rising. So make sure you comment, you subscribe, do the whole nine yards. We love you, folks. Cannot do it without you. That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, we will see you next week. Go Yankees.